You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? What's up, y'all? Good morning and welcome to another fabulous episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning in our conversation? That's the key word right there. Conversation. The title of today's podcast is Conversion Conversations. What you talking about? Y'all, this morning, the Holy Spirit let me know that conversions are taking place because of our conversations. That's exactly what I heard him say to me this morning. People are being converted to Christ through these conversations. People are converting their schedules to spend more time with Christ through these conversations. People are converting others through their conversations about Christ. Isn't that something? Let's get excited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because why should we be opening our mouths talking about stuff that don't even matter? We need to be having conversion conversations. Not just we need to be. We are having conversion conversations. We ain't just talking to hear ourselves talk. We actually having conversations about Christ. Woo. That's so good. That's so good. The Holy Spirit then began to speak to me about some personal stuff in my life where I've had to be patient. And y'all know, we often wonder when it will happen. You know what I'm saying? You be like, Lord, when is it going to happen? When am I going to get this? When is that going to happen? When that, you know, we often wonder when. And we get a little impatient with God's timing. I know I'm speaking for myself. I've gotten impatient with God's timing. But in order for the Holy Spirit, in order to help me be more patient, I'm up here talking about in order for the Holy Spirit, really in order for me to be more patient, the Holy Spirit has to have conversations with me to help me be more patient. And he said to me, look, it had to be done my way in order for you to be whole, in order for you to be healed, in order for you to be set free. You'll go into it free indeed, and so will he. It has to be done my way. Things had to be exposed in order to be set free. What I have planned requires you to be free indeed. Conversions are taking place because of our conversations. Y'all, excuse me for a second. Let me grab a little water. Okay, thank y'all for waiting. I couldn't press mute. You know, we got to just keep it raw on this podcast. No, I will not be editing this out because I need y'all to know that I have to clear my throat sometimes. But y'all, did you hear what I said? The Holy Spirit said to me, that might be for you too. He basically saying, look, there are some things that I want to bless you with, but it's got to be done my way. You can't just rush it, you know. I got to make sure that you whole. I got to make sure that you healed. I got to make sure that you set free. I don't want you going into nothing bound. Ooh, he said, you're going to go into it free indeed. Free indeed. And everybody that's going in it with you, they're going to be free too. Okay? He said, it's got to be done my way. And then, you know how sometimes you can be like, Lord, what is going on? Why am I seeing this? Why, you know, you see things that you don't want to see. He said, things got to be exposed in order to be set free. You got to see the thing in order to be able to call it out by name so that it can be set free. Come on, y'all. Listen, you be thinking like, oh, I do not want to see that. I don't even want to. Listen, God is exposing some things in order for us to call those things out. There are all kind of stuff, okay? All kind of lyrics and songs and folks, you know, behaving in ways that they shouldn't. Guys, like, I got to expose that stuff in order for it to be set free. I need you to see. I need you to get the revelation and see what's going on. But he said what he got planned requires us to be free indeed. Hallelujah. That's good. That's so good. I mean, of course it's good. God said it, so it's good. Look, so I flipped to Acts 15 for the scriptural Bible study. I hope y'all still rocking with me. And we in Acts 15. Can y'all believe we started in chapter 1 and we are now in Acts chapter 15? Come on, y'all. Give yourself a pat on the back for studying the word of God. Like, literally, you know how you've always been like, I really wish I could read my Bible more. Look at you. Look at you. Not just reading the word, but studying the word, getting revelation from the word. Matter of fact, guess what I saw as soon as I started reading Acts chapter 15? This morning. I started reading it after I prayed, after the Holy Spirit had talked to me. Guess what word I saw, y'all? Guess. Chapter 15, verse 3, y'all. Stay with me. Verse 3. What did I see? The word conversion. Y'all don't hear me. Conversion. I was like, wow, Holy Spirit. Okay, Holy Spirit. I see. He had just spoke the word conversion to me. Then I started reading and I see the word conversion. I just love when that happens. So in Acts chapter 15, y'all read it, right? Yeah, let's discuss it. So in Acts 15, it's talking about the dispute in Antioch. Basically, the Jews were saying that the Gentiles needed to be circumcised, that it was necessary for them to do that in order to keep the law of Moses. So the apostles and elders had to come together to discuss it, right? And I love how Peter broke it down. Y'all, if you look at when Peter spoke, it says, after there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, brothers and sisters, you are aware that in the early days, God made a choice among you that by my mouth, the Gentiles would hear the gospel message and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he also did to us. He made no distinction between us and them, cleansing their hearts by faith. Now then, why are you testing God by putting a yoke on the disciples' necks that neither our ancestors nor we have been able to bear? On the contrary, verse 11, on the contrary, we believe that we are saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus in the same way they are. Look, Peter was talking to the Jews. He was like, how y'all gonna say the Gentiles gotta keep the law when y'all ain't been able to keep the law? You know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know people like that. They be like, oh, you need to do this first and this second and this third in order to be this. Come on now. Come on. He said all that. Y'all want them to keep the law, but y'all ain't been able to keep the law. See, they had all come together to discuss this circumcision situation. And in that coming together, they ended up letting the scripture and the Holy Spirit, though, direct them in their decision making. Do we do that when controversy comes up? Do we go to scripture and let the Holy Spirit lead us? Do we? Huh? I'm asking. It's a question. I really want you to answer. Do we do that when controversy come up? Do we be like, let me go to the word of God and see what the word says and be led by the Holy Spirit? Do we do that? Just answer. Write it in your assignments journal and answer that question. I hope the answer is yes. I hope it's yes. But in this chapter of Acts, we also learn that and you may know this already, but in reading Acts chapter 15, we learn that we are not saved by trusting in Christ and keeping the law. The message of the gospel calls people to believe in Christ and him alone being the substitute atonement for us to be saved. That's it. So basically, if anyone is saying anything additional is needed, that ain't biblical. That's not even biblical. We are saved by grace through Christ, not law keeping. It sounds like them religious people that be trying to throw their weight around. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, you had a child out of wedlock. oh, you had an abortion. Oh, wait, no, you can't. No, you got to turn around 7 times and then you got, no, we are saved by grace through Christ, not law keeping. Okay. So the religious folks that try to throw their weight around, let me just say this. The name of Jesus is the ultimate heavyweight champion. Okay. Throw that name around. That's that name, Jesus. That's the heavyweight. When they try to throw their weight, you throw the name Jesus. That's the ultimate heavyweight. Okay. Also, y'all, did you know that James, in chapter 15, verse 13, somebody named James was talking. Guess who that is? Jesus' half brother. Did you know that? Jesus' half brother. This is James that was Jesus' half brother. I ain't know that. Okay, y'all probably like, girl, you didn't know that? No, I didn't. You probably didn't either. But that's Jesus' half-brother that's talking. And James was the one who went to the word of God on the matter at hand about the Gentiles keeping the law. James started quoting scripture, y'all. He quoted Amos 9, 11 through 12. He quoted scripture that testified to God's comprehensive plan for redemption for all people. Everybody. James like, let me pull this scripture out and show y'all what the word of God says. Okay. James read Amos. He pulled that scripture out. That's how we gotta be. We should all take the posture of James and look to the Bible more than we look to humans' opinions. And the final thing I learned reading Acts 15, because when we study the word of God, we learn a lot. I learned that God knows how to take a mess and make a miracle. Now, y'all are probably like, where you get that part from? I'm going to tell you. Slow down. It was in relation to verses 39 through 41. See, Paul and Barnabas parted ways. So what happened was, let me just read it to you. It said, after some time had passed, Paul said to Barnabas, hey, bro, let's go back and visit the brothers and sisters in every town where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they're doing. Barnabas wanted to take along John Mark. So he was like, oh, cool. Let me go get John Mark. But Paul insisted that they should not take John Mark because John Mark earlier had deserted them in Pamphylia. Hope I'm saying that town name right. But basically, he had deserted them in another city and had not gone on with them to work. And so Paul, like, let's go back and visit, you know, the people that we done preached the word to. And Barnabas was like, cool, let me go get my boy John Mark. And Paul's like, nah, we don't need to bring him because he ghosted us the last time. But we was in Pamphylia. Nah, we not bringing him because he deserted us. He don't deserve to go with us because he deserted us. You know what I'm saying? So they had a whole straight, you know, disagreement. The Bible says in verse 39, I love this. They had a sharp disagreement. Hey, y'all, I'm going to use that next time. I'm going to be like, yeah, we just had a sharp disagreement. And not like we got to argue with. We had a sharp disagreement. And that made them part company. Look, y'all, I love it. The Bible, listen, we out here in the streets talking about, yeah, we had an argument and we broke up. In the Bible, they had a sharp disagreement that they parted company. They had a sharp, look, next time I have an argument with somebody and we break up, I'm gonna say, and somebody asks me about it, be like, yeah, actually what happened was we had a sharp disagreement and we decided to part company. Y'all, but check this out though. So, okay, how did God take a mess and make a miracle? I know y'all like, what they got to do with that? So God used their disagreement on bringing John Mark. God used that disagreement, Barnabas, and I'm about to call him Barnabas, but his name Barnabas. Barnabas and Paul parted ways, and God used their disagreement on bringing John Mark with them to double their impact of spreading the gospel. So what happened was Mark decided to go head on and go with Barnabas, right? John Mark. Barnabas took him with him, and they went off to Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas to go with him, right? And so the fact that they parted ways, God is so sovereign, y'all. God is so sovereign. We can be so encouraged today by this. Though Paul and Barnabas would part ways, in God's providence, their gospel impact would be doubled. So basically, God used their breakup to cause a double up on getting his agenda accomplished. Like, the word of God was spread over here and over here. Like, they broke up. But because of the breakup, it caused the word of God to be doubled up. Like, they was preaching over here. Paul and Silas was over here. And Barnabas and Mark was over here. Y'all see that? The gospel impact was doubled. Come on, y'all. When God can use a breakup, to double the impact of spreading his word. Wow. That's good, ain't it, y'all? Listen, I'm over here sitting now just like, Lord, because I done been broken up before. Come on, somebody. God can take a mess and make a whole miracle. God can take your breakup and make a whole miracle. God can take your messy, messy situation and make a miracle. God can take, I'm thinking about myself. I can just talk about me. God can take a mess, a divorce, a breakup. He can take a mess. What the enemy meant for evil, God can turn it around for our good and make a whole miracle. More people's lives will be saved. What the enemy thought, oh, I'm going to break them up. They not going to be together. I'm going to break them up. And now it's like, look who's spreading the word of God. Come on, y'all. Look who's spreading the word of God even more so. Even more so. God can take our mess and make a miracle. And I hope that right there encourages you today. For sure. Conversion conversations. That's what we just had today. A conversation that can convert you to spend more time with the Lord, to give the Lord praise even more, can convert you to be more of who God created you to be. Y'all, I felt that. Did y'all feel that? I did. Even if you didn't, I did this. Because I ain't going to say preaching because, I don't want to use that word. But sometimes I just be like, man, that was good. It's not me. It's that. You know what? That's what I'm going to say. Holy Spirit be doing this thing through me. Through me. I'm so thankful that I'm being able to be used by Holy Spirit. I'm an empty vessel that he pours into every morning, and then I get to pour out what he pours in. Ooh wee. Woo! Come on, Holy Spirit. I get to pour out what he pour in. So I go into the prayer closet empty. Everything out so that he can pour into me, and then I can pour it out on the podcast. Pour it out on the podcast by the Poe. Listen, I don't know why I was about to say Poe up. That's so secular fun. Do not say that. But for real though, I'm pouring out what he's pouring into me every single morning. Let's get to these assignments before I start. I have been converted. Okay. I have been converted. I do not need to be thinking about no old songs. Because I done been converted. All right, what's your assignments for today? Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, what kind of conversations are you having these days with others? Are they conversion conversations? Or are they gossip conversations? Or are they catty conversations? Or are they petty conversations? Or are they cursing conversations? Ooh, come on, y'all. What kind of conversations are you having these days? Do you be cursing all in your conversation? I cast that cursing spirit out of you right now in the name of Jesus. Stop all that cursing. That's it. It's over with. Stop it. Don't do it no more. I cast it out in the name of Jesus. If you receive that, be like, I don't curse no more. I don't curse anymore, y'all. I don't. I used to curse a little bit. I say a little bit, but let me go and tell the truth and shame the devil. I used to curse a lot of bit in situations, okay? I wasn't just like cursing all the time, but I cursed. I did. And so I don't anymore. And I thank God for that conversion. I thank God for all the things that I've been converted from. But let's add that as a bonus assignment question. What are you thankful for that God has allowed you to be converted out of? We are reading in the book of Acts, and it is all, you know, we talked about Paul, the Saul to Paul conversion. So what are you thankful for that you don't do no more? Woo! Yeah, that's a good one. Write that down. Be grateful. Like, if you woke up this morning feeling like, ugh, just do these assignments, and I'm telling you, it's going to bring you up higher. It's going to bring you up higher, all right? All right, y'all, that's all I got for you today. I pray that you have enjoyed this podcast. Listen, if you like it, then you know somebody else going to like it. So make sure you share the podcast. Make sure you go to onassignmentbygod.com and subscribe. See, I can't see you as a subscriber to the podcast. I mean, I can see if you subscribe, you know, see how many people listen or whatnot. But to really see you and thank you, I need you to go to onassignmentbygod.com. Click on the post for today, Conversion Conversations. And at the bottom, there's a place where you can put your name and email, and that'll let me talk to you directly. Don't you want that? I do. I would love to have a conversation with you. And who knows? It could be a conversion conversation. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.